I'm just going to share a few things that I think are really important when you want to start a podcast. First of all, I have started two podcasts which I was hosting on Spotify and Anchor, and later migrated to YouTube. So I think I qualify to have this discussion with you. So the first thing that you have to understand with running a podcast is that it's quite challenging. It's very challenging to run a podcast, and you have to ask yourself why you really want to be in a space where you can run a podcast, which is a series of episodes, and you have to choose a specific topic that you are passionate about. Because if you do not choose a topic that you are passionate about, you are going to run out of energy to keep doing the work that is required to have a successful podcast. So what I define a successful podcast as is a series of episodes that connects with a specific audience. It might not be really a large audience, however, it must be those people who are in touch with your podcast. It should be well connected to your cause. And I know that modern publications and the predominantly mainstream media has convinced us that a successful podcast must have millions and millions of subscribers and followers, of which that's another category of outliers when it comes to podcasting. Because if you look at podcasting, it's fairly a new section of media that has sprung out of mainstream media. So what I've noticed is that you have to have a specific topic that you discuss frequently, in ideally in a sequential manner where a person can follow what you are talking about from episode to episode. And yeah, so with that being said, we also have to choose a name that is in line with the main topic of the podcast. So I've also seen public figures with podcasts which are named after them. For instance, the Mel Robbins podcast. Right? So these are public figures who are already known, and they take it upon themselves to name their podcasts after themselves. However, if you are starting out, you have no name, you have not been in the media space, you have no brand, personal brand built, then you want to be in a space where you say, look, I want to name my podcast in such a way that if someone searches, run a random search, maybe you are doing a podcast on Bri, so you can say Bri, learning to Bri with AK. So somebody can say Bri podcast. Your podcast must be found under that search. This will help you to tune into the mainstream podcasting platforms that are out there, of which one of the most dominating ones is Spotify. So by naming your podcast with those common terms or common names, you make it easy for people to find you, and you make it easy for people who are interested in what they're talking about locate you on those riverbanks of podcasts. So the second thing that I see that is important is the kind of equipment you want to start with. You want to start your podcast as a video, and you also want it to be less polished. You want it to be easy to start or set up and run. So ideally, I would suggest that you, if you have an iPhone or any phone with features like those of an iPhone, then you have a great starting point. You want to start with a phone and a microphone that connects to a phone. It might be a lav mic. I started with a Boya, and I also had another no-name mic, which was connecting into the C-type jack of my phone. So you also want to start there. You want to be in a space where you can have an easy setup, whether you want to do a live or you want to record a video. It must be an easy setup, and you also want to have a ring light. A ring light will provide light for your videos. You will see the difference when you start. And the software that you want to start with is, you want to start with free software for video editing and audio editing. There is CapCut and there is Audacity. And I also suggest that you use Zoom. You also can use Facebook to record your videos, especially when you are doing lives. So you want to be in that space where you can record videos and extract them from where they've been recorded to your PC and then edit them. it's going to be a journey whereby you are going to learn to work on your own. You are going to learn to set up your stuff on your own. And yeah, so what I've seen a lot of people doing was that they assume that just because they managed to record and they managed to post, that's it. You will notice that there is a lot of, you'll see that there's a lot of competition out there. There's a lot of high quality content that is being uploaded on different platforms where you are also uploading your content. So you are competing for the audience attention and time and engagement. So the more you fine tune your content, whether be it the way you script your videos, be it the way you create a style when it comes to your videos, then you make it easier for people to notice whenever you drop your content. And yeah, so the actual effect is we have more creators now. A lot of people have realized that there is a chance in using social media, in using content to promote personal brands, to promote products, to promote goods and services on behalf of companies, organizations, and promoting personal brands, promoting specific causes and agendas. So yeah, content creators are on the rise, and it's a very interesting moment for us as Zimbabweans, because now with the introduction of Starlink, we have all these people who used to be sidelined mainly because data was not accessible. Bandwidth, they did not have access to bandwidth to upload and download content from the internet. However, now it's possible with Starlink, it's possible with also the providers who were already in the telecoms space. Have also reduced the tariffs of their data packets, which means that we are going to see a lot of Zimbabwean content creators rising, doing more, and getting more people to subscribe, getting larger audiences to pay attention to their creativity. So what this means is, if you are starting a podcast, you are in a good space. So what you need, we talked about a decent smartphone, a decent ring light, decent microphone, decent software such as CapCut or Audacity for audio. You also need a tripod. However, most ring lights that are being sold out there come with a set of adapters and a stand for the ring light. That stand can also act as a tripod. So yeah, I've used my ring lights tripod, my ring light stand as a tripod, and I only had to supplement the adapters for the phone because some of them were not compatible with the port that was available on the tripod, on the stand for the ring light. So those are some of the adjustments you would have to make when you start pushing your content. And I've seen that you get better with time, so you need to create more videos. As I'm filming this, I am actually on 100 plus videos on YouTube. I've uploaded more than 100 videos. That's combined of shorts and long form content on my YouTube channel. So yeah, you should be in that mode where you are creating, you are also consuming other people's content, getting a taste of a variety of content types that are existing in the market, and then subscribe to those which you like, which you see like, this is what I want to work with, and yeah, adopt that form of content and test. I think content creation is all about testing what your market is hungry for, what they will respond to. Like, if I look at my TikTok channel, it's very small. However, when I look at the analytics, most of the videos I was not expecting to do well are the ones that actually do well. So coming back to podcasting, the third thing you want to do is you want to learn to create a specific sequence that you go through when you are creating your videos. For instance, you have to appreciate that you have to come up with a video idea, then script it, plan, and then record, edit, upload, promote, and then study the analytics or analyzing the video performance, and also what lessons that came out of that video. So essentially, The process is categorized into about five categories, where there's what the planning stage, then the production stage, publishing stage, promotion, and also analytics stage. So you want to always be mindful of these categories of sequences when you are starting your own podcast, so that you don't frustrate yourself. And then at the end of those stages, you want to make these stages as easy as possible. The stage that I used to struggle with, which I have improved a lot, was the planning stage, where I have ideas and I script them. I remember my first podcast episode, before I even had my own production set up, I sort of write down everything that I was going to say. And when I went to the studio, it was not really, you know, impressive, because you could tell that I was reading, and you definitely do not want to be in a space where you are reading. You want to, so the perfect way of scripting will be to write things down. You want to write things down and then splash that paper, or you can write your points on a paper and have a normal conversation. It's like you are conversating with your friend at the bus stop, or in a bus going to the city, or in a car, just having a ride around your hood, and you're talking. And that is the whole point of scripting, is to guide you, to put you on rails, to say we're going to talk about XYZ. During the podcast session, you will be having a normal conversation, so that people don't get bored and they don't want to sleep, and they can't wait for your podcast to end. Yeah, so when you are done with scripting, then recording and publishing, then there is the stage where you have to promote your podcast. Promoting the podcast, to me, has been more of a spreading the links kind of activity, where I copy the link of a podcast episode, and I got some good results, or better results, when I put the link on my WhatsApp status. I also put the link on my Facebook, and send the links to people on my email list and say, hey, can you go and check out my podcast? And if you can, please subscribe. And if you find it useful, leave a comment for me there. So you have to promote your episodes. You have to promote your episodes via links. Using links makes your journey easier, because links, it's a low effort to people who are exposed to those links. They just have to click and they are taken to your video. Yeah, so that's one of the ways I've been using to promote my content, and also just talking about podcasting the way I am talking about podcasting in this episode. It's also been a way for people to know that I am a podcaster, so they go and check out my content. And another way is to be on other people's podcasts. Obviously, I haven't been on any other people's podcasts, but I have been presenting on other people's platforms, and that has also helped me to get traffic to my podcast. So I also been fortunate enough to be invited to come and record at other people's events. So I would do footage and then brand with my podcast. So if those people want to see their videos, they would go to my YouTube channel and take a look at my podcast. So that has also helped me to get some people to my podcast effortlessly. So you might be in the space where you are saying, but the traffic is so small or so insignificant. And I have to say this, podcasts are all about the long game. It's not like I'm starting this podcast just to pay my bills right now, this year or next year. It might be a 2-year game, might be a 3-year game, 4-year game, 10-year game. Like I remember, there are people who are successful podcasters today. They talk about how they got to episode 200 without any sign of success, without any symbol of progress, except hope and perseverance, keeping on working on the podcast, keeping on improving what they were doing, the way they were writing scripts, the way they were uploading, and also being consistent. So if you want to be successful in this podcasting journey, you need to be in a space where you say, look, I am in this game to win, I am in this game to achieve my XYZ goals, and then I am patient enough, I will persevere, I will work on my skills. I remember when I started, I couldn't even talk directly into the camera, I couldn't even express my ideas the way I wanted to. So with time, and with efforts, with patience, and knowing that if I only get better, things will get better. Then I kept on working on this. So what you also want to work on is the image of the podcast, the covers, the logo, and the pictures, the artwork that is associated with your podcast. It needs to be polished up, because at the end of the day, if someone is watching your art cover on Spotify, they have to see that a lot of thought, a lot of effort was put in making this podcast presentable. So you definitely want to be in that arena where your stuff is well polished. I've seen a lot of people who used to be in media spaces, or people who have bigger brands, getting away with not doing some of these things I'm recommending. And you might be tempted to say, Rick Ross's art cover or YouTube banner is like a simple banner where maybe he's holding a bottle of one of the alcohol brands that he promotes. And if you want to look at it, you are not Rick Ross, and you do not have his background, or you do not have his experience. Your journeys are totally different. So you must try by all means to accustom yourself to the expectations of your audience, because some audience will get pissed off by the mere fact that you are not respecting their attention they are giving to you, or you are not even respecting yourself to deserve their respect and attention. So if you decide to start podcasting, you're putting yourself out there. You must be willing to raise your standards to meet the expectations of your audience. So this is more of a 101 podcasting with AK, and I look forward to your questions in terms of where you are on your journey of podcasting, and what you are going to be encountering as challenges. One more thing before I end this video is that when you are podcasting, what I've learned was that most of the times your microphone will not connect directly with the audio recording app on your phone. So there is this app called Open Camera, which has been recommended by a lot of people, and that's the one I use. Open Camera, you get that from Google Play Store, and happy podcasting. So with that being said, do what you do best. Press all the buttons there, like, subscribe, comment, and be part of the family, the AK Nation. Bye for now.